Hour three starting now on Talk Sports. I'm not John Reed because John Reed is going to go see Chris Brown and Lil Baby in Atlanta. The concert that we all expected John Reed to be at tonight.
I'm kind of jealous, honestly.
He said that he was looking at the set list, too, and Chris Brown's about to do 30 songs.
That is ridiculous.
I didn't even know Chris Brown had 30 songs.
Chris Brown's been around for a minute, actually.
What's his most popular song? Like, is it still, like, Kiss Kiss? Run It?
Kiss Kiss is a classic.
Or, you know, is he doing, like, Freaky Friday now? Has he had anything popular since Freaky Friday?
I don't know what people consider popular. There's a few that I like. I like the album he did with Young Thug. I was into that.
Nappy Boy Radio Live with your boy. If he doesn't do Kiss Kiss, though, I would probably sue Chris Brown if I were John. But
Yeah, you got to give Kiss Kiss. You got to do Kiss Kiss. You have to.
So, but bringing you through this last hour, want to introduce you to a couple other people. We got Andy Brock in the house. We got Sam Beard in the house. A couple guys that will be joining me on the Blitz next week when we relaunch the Blitz. So make sure y'all are tuned into that. Got a couple big returns on Monday. Obviously the return of Cody McClure, but return of the Blitz as well. So we got Andy and Sam. Sam and Andy.
Combo.
In the building for now as we get ready to do some headlines. So, Cam, hour three headlines.
Sean McVay. I'm getting names mixed up already. Sean McVay announced that he received an extension from the Rams. The details have not came out yet because he said they are waiting for the finalizing of his GM also to get an extension. And I guess they're going to go, you know, kind of down the power structure there and then announce his at a later date. But he has announced that he has received an extension. So, Rams just keeping him in the fold, of course. Some other news, baseball-wise, for the Braves. After their second baseman, Orlando Arcia, went on the IL, they have called up shortstop prospect Vaughn Grissom up to the major leagues, up from Double A. So not sure exactly when he's going to make his debut, but one of their highly rated prospects is finally coming up and getting a shot in the majors.
Andy, you called his game.
Yeah, I did want to say, I did see him in person last night. So if you're a Braves fan, you've got a lot to look forward to because he had a really good night against our local Tennessee Smokies. And he's a top prospect for a reason. I think he's top 100 in the MLB. He made good defensive plays. He had, I think, three hits, had a really hard hit double. I think his offense is kind of what he's known for. But the defensive range is also a plus. So I think he's going to be, second base if he does get to start tonight?
Where is he in the Braves prospect rankings?
He's their number one prospect. He's at the top
prospect right now.
Yeah, he's at the very top. And granted, I mean the Braves don't have a very deep farm system right now because they're all up in the pros. Like they got Michael Harris up, the Spencer Strider is up. So most of their guys are up, and they've got really good talent. Usually, good teams don't have great farm systems because they're not rebuilding. But he's at the top in terms of who they have right now, and he's exciting.
Sam, you're a big Braves fan.
I'm a big
Braves fan. How you feeling?
I'm excited for this call-up. I think it's going to be good.
A little closer to the mic.
I think that Arcia coming out there, you know, he played well for Albies when he was hurt, and I think that it's just a good chance for our young guys. Obviously, Arcia isn't a long-term fix there, but I think that if you can get Grissom playing well, and then once Albies comes back, I think you might be able to slide him into left field maybe too. And
yeah, I guess
personally, I'm not a huge fan of Marcelo Zuna out there, so we'll see what he can do.
That was
kind of
the word is they want him to come up and at least be a designated hitter. Yeah. But I think what the situation is, obviously, is he's on the 40-man. They're just going to give him a little glimpse of what the big league life looks like and what's an intense race right now for the Braves, and he'll probably just go back down once you get a couple of guys back. But yeah. I think it's cool. I mean, teams do this all the time. You just give a top prospect a chance, especially maybe off of a weekend that the Braves had, you know, not being successful against their rivals in the Mets. You need a little bit of life to that team.
And, yeah, certainly could provide a nice little spark. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully he's terrible.
Yeah, well, what are your thoughts as a Nationals fan? You got a lot of
my thoughts as a Nationals fan, dude, I'm just trying to get to win number 40.
Can't believe that. You're a Nationals fan. How did this happen?
My family is they're Northern Virginia people, but
fair enough.
We're real close to win number 40. Kieber Ruiz went yard twice last night. We got to win number 37.
Keep up the good fight. You're
Luke
almost
Voit
there.
Had his first homer, didn't he, I think?
Yeah, he did.
He's a frustrated first baseman now, though. I think he's madder than anyone.
I mean, I feel really bad for him. Imagine having to go to the from the Padres to the Nationals just because your buddy wouldn't accept the trade.
The most upset that Eric Hosmer declined coming to the Nats.
Got another headline for you. This should be really fun.
Okay.
Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray, he's still dealing with wrist soreness. Backup quarterback Colt McCoy is dealing with, quote, a tired arm, which is just kind of hilarious in its own right, that that's just the injury designation.
Not like a sore arm or anything. No, his arm's just a little tired. He doesn't want to throw anymore.
So with that being said, Cliff Kingsbury said that Trace McSorley.
Wow.
That's where Trace is?
And.
Okay, yeah.
JG,
Jarrett Garantano will be splitting time in the preseason opener on Friday against the Bengals.
Oh, my gosh. I am hammering the under on the Cardinals so hard.
We are going to get to see.
Is there a betting prop on how many interceptions are going to be in that game?
I think it would make more sense if he goes stupid.
That would be hilarious, honestly.
Like, that would make a lot more sense if Jarrett Garantano has, like, 240 yards in the second half.
So this is on Friday?
And two touchdowns. Friday against the Bengals.
Oh, jeez. What time is that game? Do you know?
No.
Well, the Falcons play Friday. I'm going to have a conflict.
Cincinnati time? I don't know.
I think the thing there for me is Colt McCoy with arm tiredness. I know Colt's been around the league for a long time, and it's cool to have a good veteran at his age and be under a guy like Kyler you could throw in there. But I feel like when you start getting your arm tired as a quarterback, it should send a signal to you. You know, it could be time to hang up the cleats.
And I'm just your backup quarterback has a tired arm before the first
That's kind of the number one job, is it not?
Was there any speculation on the wrist injury from Kyler? It might be from gripping that Xbox controller a little bit too hard, playing Call of Duty too much.
Well, I don't know. They dropped the. When is it double XP weekend?
I don't know.
That's usually
the latest chart.
Fade them.
It's usually October, November.
Yeah, I think it's usually in the middle of the season.
When you see the stats start to decline a bit.
Okay, yeah, that checks out, man.
Let's see. The Cardinals play the Bengals 7:30.
Oh, jeez.
Bengals are a 1.5-point favorite.
That's it?
Yeah.
Got a headline for you. Matt Ryan cleared to play. He will go for a quarter in the Colts preseason game on Friday, so it'll be the first time we see him in a Colts jersey. First time in not a Falcons uniform since he came into the league in 2008.
Wow. I'm going to actively avoid that game before it ruins my emotional state.
You don't want to go watch Matty Ice draw some dimes to Alec Pierce and Paris Campbell before he rolls his ankle or whatever he's going to do this year?
I think Matt Ryan's going to have a good year there. It's the best offensive line defense combo he's had in his probably career run game too as well in his entire career. So I think it's as far as being an older quarterback, that's kind of what you want. Kind of an ideal situation for him to be put in a spot to use what he has left in his tank. So I think he'll be fine. I probably will watch a little bit of it. It's going to be weird though. It's always weird seeing him in the different jerseys, but I guess I should get out of my system now before we get into the season.
That's what the preseason's for.
Yeah.
You know, getting them game reps, getting you reps, seeing Julio in a Bucs uniform and Matt Ryan in a Colts uniform.
I love the trajectory the Colts are going in and where they're just doing one-year rental quarterbacks of guys who are, if not on the cusp of retiring, but a couple years out, going Phillip Rivers and Wentz and then Matt Ryan.
Is this the fifth year in a row?
It's like at least the fourth year in a row if you count Andrew Luck, who that kind of surprisingly retired. No one was expecting that. But, yeah, technically it's the third year where they're kind of using that rental quarterback or they come there just to have some fun and retire. Who knows what the next one will be.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, 2 years.
Aaron Rodgers.
I'm trying to think, who's going to be the old quarterback that – gets a one last
Tom Brady?
Ride with the Colts in two
does
more years.
Does Brady go to Indianapolis for
47-year-old Tom Brady?
Maybe they go try and take a shot at Jimmy G now that the 49ers have come out saying.
Now, he won't be old enough yet.
That's true.
Garoppolo is a lot older than you would think.
He's probably, 32, I think?
He's a lot older than
like
you would think.
He's like 29.
I think he's 28? In his 30s for sure.
Huh.
As he spent a lot of time backing up Brady in New England and not really getting that shot. It was kind of like the Rodgers where
he was player in college.
He was a lot older than you would think. He's 30. Okay, that's not terrible.
Another headline. Jameson Williams is taking Matthew Stafford's number 9. So is going to wear the number 9 in Detroit now, and it's going to be Jameson. Which they say that he's coming along,
progressing well,
but they're still not trying to rush him.
No, that doesn't mean they still can't retire Stafford's number, right? because they can still do that
after the season. But like he'd have to.
I feel like now, yeah, I feel like now they won't do that to their rookie receiver though. Like they have to.
True.
Have to wait until his career's over, I guess.
If you know how you have to buy back all your jerseys if you change numbers. What if they like force the thing to retire the number and you're like, okay, now I have to go buy all these jerseys, or is he in the clear there? That's what that would be my question if I was him.
Did we see Jameson on Hard Knocks last night, Charlie?
No.
Okay.
Didn't they show him doing like some rehab stuff? They didn't talk to him. I think they just showed a little bit at like the end, I think.
I guess granted, I don't think I know what Jameson Williams looks like.
Yeah. I kept missing when they put the player names. I was like, I don't know who's talking right now.
I saw him with a clipboard and a bucket hat. That's about all
I saw. How many Lions defensive players can you name right now?
Oh
wow. Not many, actually.
Hutchinson.
Hayden Hutchinson.
Gotta be it.
I used to know more.
Jeff Okuda.
Yeah, Jeff Okuda.
It's just their offense that's exciting. It's their offense that's the exciting part.
Who are their linebackers?
Slay is Slay there?
Slay's in Philadelphia.
Oh, jeez.
He's been in Philly.
Yeah, no.
That whole secondary is left, I think.
Okay, I got their roster pulled up.
Okay.
I will say, Charlie, Jameson did ask Matthew Stafford's permission before taking number 9, so it's not like he just snatched it.
I would have done it.
Oh, we got Michael Brockers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
An old Ram?
Yeah, Alex. Yeah, okay. Anzalone.
Okay.
Ah, of course.
Sean Dion Hamilton.
Oh yes,
Julian Okwara. I mean, if these names don't get you excited,
classic
names. We got the other Melon Fonwu. Wow. Oh, they do have ex-Titan Brady Breeze.
There you go.
This is a really disgusting defense. No wonder highlight was just them getting run over.
Yeah, now I'm scared to lean into the Lions.
I need someone to just send me a screenshot of that defense every time I get a little too excited listening to Dan Campbell talk. Cam, do we have any more headlines on the way out?
Yeah, I got one last one for you. The LIV Golf players that sued the PGA did not get their temporary restraining order passed. It basically got denied by the court, so they will not be able to play in the FedEx Cup playoffs as of now. That's just the first part of this lawsuit against the PGA Tour, but they did lose out on that, so they will not be able to participate in that as of now.
Thank God. I was going to be so mad if they got to participate in the FedEx Cup, but that does now mean that that's what kept Ricky in it, right? Like, if they would have joined, then Ricky would have been pushed out because he was 125 out of 125.
I think that is right, and I think Ricky's going to make a little run as a Cinderella.
Yeah, 125 out of 125.
The last man in the field. I think he's going to make something happen in Memphis.
Which actually, one more, I guess, little headline. Speaking of the LIV Tour, the lawyer for LIV Golf said that the prize money is recouped. Some of it is.
I heard that this morning.
So these massive, you know, contracts that I guess guys are getting, when they're winning tournaments, it's just getting recouped and put into those that like initial major payment that they got in the first place, which again I guess just makes the LIV an even worse product. Man, I wish John was here to argue with about this, but makes the LIV an even worse product because guys have even less incentive to win if they're just winning and giving it back anyway because they already got it paid up front.
So they're not even getting that on the side. That's just you're getting paid your contract and what you win is just part of the contract.
I believe, yeah.
Okay. Which is not like
it's different. See, I'm not a LIV Golf expert here. I know you're the big golf fan. I haven't delved into the whole logistics of LIV Golf. I've just seen the money signs and all the chaos and now this judge ruling. Does it mean that players who are playing in the LIV now cannot compete in the PGA Tour?
Correct.
Is that what this
means?
Yeah,
yeah. Right now they're just the majors, and they've been banned from the PGA Tour, and then they were going to countersue in some antitrust like lawsuit or something like that. A lot of it is fancy legal terms that I don't really understand, but
right. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if you're the PGA Tour, obviously you want nothing to do with anyone who's going over and having fun with the LIV Golf. It's its own product. It's its own business. So
right.
Why not try to put the hammer down?
Well, I think it's a win for golf that those guys aren't allowed to play. And I guess today is Wednesday, so it starts tomorrow. TPC Southwind, right, down in Memphis?
Yep, does start tomorrow. They've got the Pro-Am today and then start of the FedEx Cup playoffs tomorrow. So it should be a
Which
interesting playoffs coming up here.
when they call it the FedEx Cup playoffs, what goes into that? Is that just
this
like
is the
last
of
stretch
tournament
of tournaments?
Is, yeah, so it's all okay. The ranking system of the whole season basically piled into a couple tournaments in
gotcha.
A row, and then these guys are – this is the most money they're playing for all year. It's like a $15 million prize to the winner at the end of it. So,
all right, well,
there we go.
These guys play it.
Pretty
take it pretty serious.
Pretty decent batch of headlines, I guess. Sam, go ahead and send us to break.
Round and round, round they go. Round and round, round they go.
Back here on Talk Sports, getting you through this last hour. Going to take just a brief moment. I guess we'll just go ahead and let y'all know Andy and Sam a little bit. Just let them tell you a little bit about themselves real quick, just so you're a little bit more familiar with them for when we get going on Monday. So, Andy, you're from the area.
Yes, sir.
I guess is what a senior in high school. You were an intern on Three and Out at one point.
Yeah, so I'm from Knoxville, from East Tennessee. So I grew up a volunteer fan. So I know what it's like being from this area, cheering for Tennessee. I've been here before. This is not my first time. It was around 2016, I guess, early 2016. I wrote some good articles for Fox Sports Knox back in some of the early days. I was here. Watching Nate and Houston to do their show in the morning, got to shadow them a bit, kind of learned how to press some buttons on the board, wrote some all right articles on fall camp that started in August, I guess, at this point now. What's that, 6 years ago? That was right before. That was a good year. That was, right before that 2016 season, preseason ranked 9. And I remember I was just emotionally typing. I was just so excited for the year. My writing was terrible. So if you go back and find those articles, then I'm really sorry. So it wasn't my best stuff. So hopefully the content we bring you here this time
I kind of want to go back and find one of those.
Yeah, it's somewhere. It's got to be somewhere back on the archives of the Fox Sports Twitter page. I'm sure I retweeted it back on my account at some point. So yeah, not my first rodeo here, but I'm excited to be back for a second time around. This is a good thing here.
Play-by-play guy?
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah, do a lot of play-by-play. You can listen to me on a couple of SEC Network Plus calls for Tennessee soccer, volleyball, some basketball here and there, some baseball, some softball. So
basically,
yeah, just kind of whatever.
You're like associated with negative memories of people getting pissed off that games aren't on TV and having to log into ESPN Plus to watch midweek baseball games.
It happens, and it's just that's what happens when you have a baseball team like Tennessee baseball get as good as they are. You want more eyes on it, and that's just kind of been a byproduct. It's like, you know, we've been doing them a certain way for a while, and now that there are so many eyes, it calls sometimes for broadcasts to be bumped up and down. So yeah, we've heard some of that feedback, and I think those broadcasts by the end of this season were looking pretty good, I hope.
I hope so.
Yeah. By the end of last season, I think they were looking pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
There we go.
So, Vols fan, what are your other allegiances?
It's very random, and it's mostly just, you know, my parents or mainly my dad and who he supported. I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't have any... any
no, we
Titans
got another
Draven. So y'all can bash me for that all
How
you
are
need.
We just always plagued with Cowboys fans.
Hey, you can say whatever you want. I've heard it all. It, being a Cowboys fan comes with a lot of that, a lot of negativity, but I'll ride with it.
Hoping you're a Titans guy.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people around here are, and I got a lot of friends who are Titans fans. So I'll try my best to not be too rude to the Titans on here, but Cowboys guy, and then Red Sox in baseball, big Boston fan. Completely random, right? I mean, my dad growing up, you watch TV, Red Sox, Yankees. I mean, he didn't really do locational allegiances, I guess, from East Tennessee. You could pick the Braves. A lot of people pick the Braves from around here, but we're a Red Sox family, the Brock family. And then basketball is also random. I picked Detroit basketball, the Pistons. Now there's not much to talk about with them,
so we
don't have to really dive into that.
I actually love this current Pistons team.
Yeah,
so.
I mean they're cool.
Honestly, good for you. I'm pumped.
It
for
was
you.
the 04 days back with the Ben Wallace and his afro was amazing. He was a he was always pushing people around, getting in fights.
I think I had like 15 Ben Wallace basketball cards.
Exactly. Richard Hamilton, the face mask. Tayshaun Prince was cool. Chauncey Billups. I mean, the whole squad was hard to hate. So that's where that started.
Some just random and unrelatable teams. Cool.
They're on the rise, though. They've got some exciting pieces, so we'll take it.
All right. Well, I'm not pleased, honestly. I was hoping to hear like some Titans.
Hey, I'll talk Titans all day. I'll talk Titans all day, but I'm not their number one fan.
And then Sam,
I can talk Titans with you.
Yeah, Sam, I know Sam well, but Sam, Titans guy,
big Titans
from
guy.
Franklin.
Yep, Middle Tennessee guy, Braves fan, World Series champs. You know,
it's COVID.
Charlie loved to Didn't hold count. That World Series champs argument with the Nats a couple of years ago, but
it really kind of sucks that you guys won immediately.
You
after.
Calling the Braves championship last year a COVID championship?
COVID championship.
It was a full season.
The only the last real one's the Nationals. Those are all just COVID championships.
Well, it was a full year though.
No. Players got COVID during that
full
season.
Year.
At some point, it's a COVID.
I'm riding
championship.
With you over there.
Came back, came hot from the break. Who would have thought that we would have won the World Series and look at us? But it's fine, you know. You're just stuck there.
Are we thinking back to back?
I could see it happening. I mean, I think we're just about to wake up here. I would have liked for us to play
a little
bit better.
You guys are playing some great baseball right now.
Not a lot of time left.
5 out of 6? Was it 4 out of 5?
Yeah, we lost 4 out of 5 against the
Mets. 4 out of 5?
Yeah, 8 of our next, I think, 13 games are against the Mets. So
you've got them again.
So you're just going
to lose
more
games and
find yourselves behind the Phillies and then
we're not
watch your season deteriorate as Acuña can never feel comfortable with his knee again. That's what it's going to
– So do you want to bring up your preseason Phillies NL East champs argument here, Charlie?
I did pick the Phillies, yeah.
They're hot there right now. They're hot. They're
I looking... picked the Blue Jays to beat the Phillies in the World Series.
It still could
still
happen.
In play.
Yeah, it's still
in play.
And the Phillies are hot right now.
Which I guess we can just talk baseball a couple more minutes, Cam. I see you turn the mic off the second that we talk baseball.
Hey, I'm back. Yeah.
We had the Yankees and Mariners play a weird game last night. It was scoreless in the 12th.
Until the 12th inning, yeah.
Who ended up – actually, I fell asleep during that game.
Mariners
I guess, yeah, the Mariners
off.
Ended up pulling that game out. The Mariners still staying hot for the most part.
America's
5-5 in the last 10, but, like, you know, they played a somewhat difficult schedule and – I saw last night we had the Orioles' new closer walking out to the wire whistling with the flashing lights in Baltimore.
That's great.
Yeah, I've decided that as bad as the Nationals are, my entire investment the rest of the season is just hoping that the Orioles make the playoffs. That's all I care about now the rest of the way is just completely and fully going all in on the Orioles.
It's looking like there could be 4 teams from the AL East that make the postseason.
I mean,
which
the Orioles
insane.
Right now are a half game back.
They're right there. I mean, the Red Sox aren't too far out either still, and they're in last place in their own division.
And, like, the Orioles are kind of in this stretch,
Without
too,
Devers.
That's defining. I mean, they have 3 with the Blue Jays and then 1 with the Red Sox and 3 more with the Rays, 3 more with the Blue Jays. Like, I think they'll kind of know what their stretch run is going to look like after they're done with that stretch. But, all right, just Cam, you got overrated, underrated on the other side. That was a weird little thing.
I do.
Minutes, but
I'm prepared.
All right, cool. On the other side, we'll hop into underrated, overrated.
It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He has some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right, Cam. You,
All right.
You got it?
Yeah, y'all ready for overrated, underrated?
Yes. All right, again, Andy, basically, he's just going to give us a topic.
Oh, and Sam, there's a drum button on there, on the on the board there.
I got
you. Say drums. Every time I say a topic, just hit the drums, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, I got topics. Yeah, I'm just going to say some topics, and you guys just kind of say if you think it's overrated or underrated.
It's a pretty advanced
game.
Go
from there.
I think I got
takes
it.
An intellect to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, all right, first up we got Pizza Hut.
Oh, Cam. Oh, baby. You don't know how much I love Pizza Hut. That is underrated. That is the most underrated. Nobody out-pizzas a Hut, and that's for a reason. Cam. I feel like people, you know, people hype up their Papa John's, their Domino's, but nothing beats Pizza Hut. Nothing beats the $10 tastemaker. You know what that is? You go on their app, you pull up the deals, you click on it, $10 tastemaker, bing, bang, boom, you got a large pizza, three toppings, $10. So let me tell you what you do, right?
For carry out?
For carry out.
Wow, that's $3 more than Domino's.
You can taste the difference that $3 makes.
I'm taking Domino's.
You gotta get a thin crust.
Okay.
Light sauce.
You're a thin crust person?
Thin crust.
Getting less pizza for the same price?
Well, Pizza Hut specifically. Thin crust, light sauce, sausage, pepperoni, Canadian bacon. That is an elite pizza. I could eat it every meal if pizza was good for you, but it's not. But I'll still eat it frequently. Like, Pizza Hut is incredible. Yeah. I cannot stress enough how underrated this is.
Apparently nobody out pizzas the Hut.
No, I'm with you. I love the thin crust from Pizza Hut. I love the Wing Street wings. I don't know if they still have them or not, but I ate them all the time growing up.
The pasta dishes.
They've got a great variety. I know Domino's is doing that now, too, and I think a lot of people do it, but I think Pizza Hut was the
first. Pizza Hut's been doing the pastas, and they've been doing them better than everyone else.
But also, I think Pizza Hut's also, like, probably if you pull most of our country, they would say it's the top pizza place. So I'd say it's pretty accurately rated. I don't think it's overrated because I like it.
Do you think people think it's the
but
the
yeah,
top
I would,
rated?
I would think people would say that would be
I've
one of the first
that, like,
places that
people
that
jump
comes
to
up.
Domino's.
I don't know.
I'm a Domino's man myself.
I know a lot of people would say Domino's, but I feel like the large majority has Pizza Hut or Papa John's is one and two.
See, if we include Jets in
Jets
in the category of like Domino's and Pizza Hut and all that, then Jets is the best because Jets is elite Detroit style pizza, elite.
I wouldn't.
But
have
if
even
you
thought
don't
Jets.
Include Jets, then yeah, Pizza Hut is at the top.
I'm not going to say it's overrated or underrated. I think it's appropriately
rated.
It's properly rated.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Pizza Hut's so good. I want some Pizza Hut.
I couldn't tell you last time I ate Pizza Hut.
Like, what did you say? You can't tell us the last time you ate pizza?
Pizza Hut. Oh. No, I ate pizza all the time.
I can always tell you the last time I ate pizza. It was yesterday before I came here. I heated up, microwaved some frozen pizza.
Yeah, I ate pizza
Is
yesterday.
Is the Kroger pizza your favorite pizza, Charlie?
Dude, that was
you told me about that.
Yeah, actually, I forgot I was going to tell you and John about this yesterday.
Oh, no. Okay.
Monday night.
Okay.
I ate a self-rising crust frozen pizza, three meat from Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty disappointed. Like, one of my roommates ate my frozen pizza and he replaced it with a Kroger brand one.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's a little shady, but all right, fine, whatever. I'll eat it because I'm hungry and I need to eat.
Yep.
Looked kind of gross. The most delicious frozen pizza I've ever eaten. It was incredible. And
okay.
I had three pieces left over, so I heated those up yesterday for lunch. And I mean, if you're heating up frozen pizza, first of all, that's just kind of sad. But second of all, like, it's never going to taste good. It's just, at that point, like, a meal that you need to eat.
Yeah.
Still tasted better than a lot of frozen pizzas.
Okay.
I can't recommend it enough.
Okay.
But anyway, what's our next topic?
All right, next up we have preseason NFL games.
You can go first.
Okay. Yeah, I've already got mine. I'm personally not a huge avid watcher of preseason NFL games myself. I mean, there are a lot of good storylines that come off of it that you can talk about, but that, you know, you don't have to watch it. You can see it in the news cycle the next day. And it is just kind of like a tease. You know, you're ready for the actual games. It's you know, like you said, you're in football mode right now, but John's not as convinced. I'm kind of in the same camp as John where, you know, they're exciting that – you know, games have come back, but it's just not the real thing. And then, you know, you sometimes only see starters for a drive or two. It just doesn't feel complete. And I know it's just teams just trying to figure out a lot of answers. So I personally am fine that they cut it down to three. I mean, they could just do two or one, and I think that would be fine with me, or just whatever they need to do. I don't really pay much attention or hold too much weight on what happens in these preseason games anyway. So I'm going to say overrated.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think what the actual public perception of the preseason is.
I would say it's fair that most people probably don't tune in. I mean,
because if that's the case,
the training camp, I mean, the avid fans are probably really
detailed into
them. Because
sometimes I forget that, like John said, I guess I'm a sicko.
Sicko mode.
So, like, in my eyes, everyone is really excited for the preseason, but then I have to remember, oh, wait, no, you're just weird. So, yeah, I guess the preseason's underrated. I really like the preseason. It gives me that taste of football I need. It's just like a better USFL, a better XFL. Plus,
I mean, it's fair. It's better than other leagues. It's still the NFL, but at the same time, it's just not. But I still
watch
product.
Like those leagues too. I'm just also watching the CFL right now. I'm a Rough Riders guy. Cam and John know this. I have a soft spot in my heart for like the average players in sports.
Yeah,
and I really like to watch like third to fifth round picks play football. So the preseason
like a good
for me,
come up story.
The preseason for me is story. Always really exciting because I get to watch a guy like EJ Perry from Brown that is never going to play in the NFL again, or like guys that I liked in college.
That's fair.
That, you know, I'm going to get to watch him, Kyle Trask. I'm going to get to watch the best quarterback in the last draft, Carson Strong.
There are a lot of completely random storylines, a lot of different scenarios that you would never see.
I'm
elsewhere.
A big fan of all the randomness. It's like. To me, the preseason has the same energy as mid-major basketball, and I love Maction. Mid-major basketball. Yeah, it does kind of have like Maction vibes too. So yeah, preseason
on a random Tuesday
very
night.
Not very underrated, but underrated.
I'm gonna say it's underrated too. I think as fans, we need those reps also, just like those.
Just to get just the like mindset
those, exactly. Just like those guys that are battling for the roster spot.
Games. You can't get caught off guard week one.
Yeah, I think we need those reps of getting back into football form and knowing what to look out for and knowing which players to have on your radar, which underrated players to have on your radar going forward. I think that's something good to have.
I like that people can get caught up in preseason hype and make incorrect draft decisions in fantasy that I won't make, and then it's an advantage for me.
Yeah.
I did find myself last year, I was taking notes on the Titans preseason games.
Okay.
Because, like, I just kind of, like, write down my thoughts as I watch games. But then I was in the third quarter, and I wrote down, like, man, Mason Kinsey, like, really running a tight route there. And I was like, man.
What am I doing yet?
What am I doing?
Never going to use that again.
Who's going to care about this
Never
information?
Never using that again. Well, Sam, what are some things as a fan that you need to prep for? Like, what are things that you're trying to get right before the season?
See, one of the big things that has stood out to me that I've always remembered is even the announcers in the preseason games are sometimes messing up. And I remember the graphics for the scoreboard team. In the Titans about 2 years ago, they just had the completely wrong score of like an entirely different preseason game in the NFL. I think it's important to just work out those kinks as a production crew.
Oh, yeah,
else.
That makes sense. But also, I will say doing a preseason game has got to be 10,000 times harder than doing an actual NFL game,
I'm
just
sure.
With how many random players are coming in
I'm
at the
sure.
same time. So it's just kind of a cluster.
It's a good warm up for gambling.
It's a great warm up for gambling.
You know what they say, to do anything right, you have to have a little foreplay.
Yeah.
So, it's my NFL foreplay.
It just I mean, I'm 1-0 on the gambling
Teasing
season.
Teasing it. Same.
Again, Kyle Sloter.
It doesn't do it as much for me as maybe y'all.
Hey, foreplay's not supposed
to
do
anything for
you.
It probably just speaks to your mental health being a little bit stronger than the rest of ours, honestly. But what's our third topic? Yeah.
All right. Next up, I got for you, laser tag.
Super underrated.
I'm going to agree.
I'm going to say underrated. I think it's overrated.
Really?
Like, for me, with laser tag, I always hype it up to be fun in my head. Like, it sounds really fun. Like, oh, I'm going to run around. I'm going to shoot lasers. Like,
pistol whip a
I'm
couple
hiding
kids.
Behind obstacles and sneaking out and popping people. And then the reality of laser tag is much worse than what you make it out to be in your head. It's kind of like when you watch a scary movie. Like, the thought of what the scary thing is scarier than once the thing is actually revealed. With laser tag, in actuality, you're running around in some like weird vest that doesn't fit great. I'm sure you guys all relate to that. It's not just a me thing. You know, your guns never work perfect either. You swear you shot that guy in the chest, but like your laser went off to the right, malfunctions. It's a lot of kids. And then you just feel weird.
Exactly,
like,
easy
shooting,
targets.
Shooting
easy
kid
targets.
With guns.
Exactly, that's the it's point. Awesome.
I just think you haven't won before.
I don't know.
You just don't know the feeling.
Before, honestly.
Whoa.
Also, I just don't know if you know the rush.
Kind of a big target.
Strategy. If you're not getting borderline kicked out, you're not doing it right.
I would say if laser tag was, it was like if it was like high end laser tag, maybe threw in some booze and some strictly
you
adults.
Do that yourself.
Like then that's more fun.
Okay.
But if I'm just going to a random sports complex to play some laser tag, it's not going to be a good time.
You need the kids. How else are you going to have human shields? You just grab them, you pick them up, you carry them, and pew, 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 pew. Toss them to the side, hit them a couple times, and you just keep going.
Laser tag, definitively overrated. Andy?
I don't know. I think it's underrated. I think it's a dying art these days as well. You don't see a lot of laser tag facilities around anymore unless you're in like a main event or like a big cruise ship maybe still has them. I don't know.
We might need to just
find a big, ever have laser?
I think
is Laser
so,
Quest
yeah.
still open?
No, that's the thing. That was the place to go to here in Knoxville for, you know, my whole childhood. So
we
it's
need
like,
to find a laser tag place and just go beat up on Charlie in there.
I think
the closest one I know is in Murfreesboro.
Well, we could do like
there's,
main
there's
event
definitely
has
one,
it, but
there's
like,
definitely one here. So
okay.
I think we
can
need
crash my grandma's
picture.
In Murfreesboro and go play laser tag.
And that is the central most point of Tennessee.
Yeah, I did hear that.
I think you asked us that on Trivia one time.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah, Hayden messed
us
up.
Look at that. Learning. Look at that. Learning about from Trivia. That's what I'm here for.
I'll play laser tag, though. I mean, I'll still see, because, again, in your head, it sounds great. It's not going to be as good when we get out there, but
underrated.
It sounds great.
I think it just brings back that little sliver of your childhood.
Yeah, but like there are other things that do that better, like the bowling alley arcade or
I would say bowling is overrated, honestly. I have fun with bowling for a couple of rounds.
Don't slander bowling.
I mean, I know it wasn't the topic you brought up, Cam, but we're throwing bowling out there.
Okay.
No. No, you don't just get to throw bowling out there and slander it. No.
Throwing it out there.
Bowling is all – maybe you're just not a good bowler.
I'm not, so I don't like it. As much as other people.
You thought about just getting better bowling? Maybe you'll like it more?
I've tried. It's just, I don't know. It's too hard sometimes.
Like, to me, the ideal
it's
day
a hit or miss
is
day.
Golf in the morning, bowling at night.
Okay. Gosh, I'm gonna hurt myself. It's not a bad combo. No, I like bowling. I just think it's overrated sometimes.
Odds to be the last winless team in the NFL. The Falcons are the favorite. Oh, everything's awesome.
You guys what? Go like Saints, Browns?
No, we got Saints... Somebody.
The Saints won't go
Bucks,
winless.
Browns. I can't remember who the second game is for some reason. I should know
you
that.
You guys had the Saints, Bucks, and Browns in three of the first four.
Yeah. That's why I need Watson suspended. I need Jameis to still be hurt. And
did you not hear Andy Dalton threw four red zone touchdowns in their
true.
Team period.
I have watched Andy Dalton beat my team
the
in a football game before. So that's
rifle.
Not fun for me. They're going to win week one, though.
Are you guys going to be the first winless team? Or the last winless team?
No, we'll beat the Saints week one. You can lock that in.
I'm not going to.
Lock it in. Put everything you own on it. I forgot Rams week two. Seahawks week three. So
Matthew Stafford's elbow doesn't work, apparently.
That's true. Yeah, so if Kamara gets suspended, Andy Dalton's playing.
Matthew
and
Stafford's
the
like
Seahawks
turning it over
still
John
exists,
Wolford.
And Watson suspended. That's 3-1 to start the year.
And all of a sudden, maybe 4-0.
Yeah.
You guys are right there. The flying Hawaiian.
Yeah. You never know. Come back player of the year.
No, you're
okay,
done.
I don't
you
know
don't get
I turn,
to, you don't get
how
to
how
lie to
Falcon
yourself
stop.
On radio anymore. Let's
oh, no.
go to break. Can't last stop. Call on the other side. Last call here on this Wednesday edition of Talk Sports. Appreciate y'all staying tuned in with us as we get y'all introduced to Sam and Andy. But before we get to whatever story Cam has picked out for us, I want to let you know about our friends at Linderman Sports Medicine. If you were listening on the Fan Run live stream, well, hey, that's brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine in Memphis. You can visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out why people are coming from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life with Linderman Sports Medicine. If you're not active right now because of discomfort or pain that is limiting any of your activities, then check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine. So if you want to get back on your bike, back to the gym, walk at the park, just have a healthier lifestyle in general, Again, it feels weird to not have John just listing off whatever random injuries he's acquired throughout the week in his pickup volleyball and basketball games. But sad to report, I'm not injured. I don't need the services of Laura Linderman right now. But if you do, that's LindermanSportsMedicine.com, LENDERMON, SportsMedicine.com. All right, Cam, you got a story for us here on Last Call?
Yeah, I got Facebook has convinced some people of this.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued by Facebook. Facebook just provides
it's a
interesting
weird place.
Things.
Facebook has convinced some people that chihuahuas are not actually dogs, but a large species of rodent. Obviously, that's a running joke that people just call them, you know.
I'll be honest, I can get behind this.
Some people are like actually convinced. Someone made like a fake post that basically said DNA study finds chihuahuas aren't dogs, however, more surprised to find that they are a large type of rodent selectively bred for centuries to resemble a canine. And obviously Facebook, kind of stuff like that breeds like wildfire and people just kind of believe it. So there have been a lot of people on Facebook that have kind of leaned into this and just
so
are agreeing and like
Twitter
thinking they're finally
birds are
validated.
Not real and Facebook has chihuahuas or rodents?
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, there's a and people are like obviously talking about like the similarities and stuff like that. And so people are really actually convincing themselves of this. And so USA Today had to come out with an article and a couple other places have put out articles to be like, hey, this is not true. They are dogs and they are not rodents. So Facebook's at it again, just kind of telling people that all sorts of things are true that usually aren't. But they are dogs. We can confirm. As far as I know.
Have they done any more tests now that, like, this rumor is spreading?
I don't think so.
Because if... most of the Facebook conspiracies are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be like Oprah Winfrey actually, you know, working for the deep state to, like, sell dinosaur eggs to Ukraine. But
wait, is she not?
If I saw this...
You get an egg!
If someone I trusted just, or even kind of trusted, told me, like, hey, did you see there's actually a study? Like, they think that chihuahuas might just be rodents? I wouldn't question it. I wouldn't even blink. I would actually, like, that would make more sense than them being dogs. So, I hope none of you guys have chihuahuas, because chihuahuas suck. Yeah, I mean, they are the worst dogs. The only good chihuahuas is the baseball team.
Oh, I was going to say like the little Taco Bell one from the commercials back in the day.
Wait, wasn't there a movie about chihuahuas?
Beverly Hills Chihuahuas?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that was one. I think George Lopez voiced one of the chihuahuas.
I think I might have watched it.
I want to say. It was on like Disney Channel back
then. I think I watched it because of George Lopez probably, but I think I did watch that, yeah.
I'm kind of mad I just remembered that just immediately.
Does that mean you've watched it more than once?
I think they made two or three.
To have that kind of recall?
Had to keep up with the industry back in the day.
I mean, still probably better than some Falcons like Week 14 games at this point.
Yeah. They probably both made me hate myself afterwards. So,
One more story for you on the way out that's not funny or Reed setting up.
Okay.
But Cam Young, going to go join the Live. Yeah, that sucks. They do get a good young star that they can try to build around. Like, that was one of the things they were missing. They had some veterans, like they had the big names like DJ and Phil, but they didn't have the super young like guy that could become a star, and that is him. Ah, man, I hate to live. But all right, hey, that's it for us. Cam, good show by you. Andy, Sam, good to get you guys on the airwaves. And again, we'll be Monday.
Yeah,
back on the Blitz all together.
It's good
to be here. John will be back tomorrow. I hope he enjoys Chris Brown and little baby. See y'all tomorrow. Have a good one.